Would everyone in the Senate chambers, as well as our guests in the gallery, please rise for a prayer by Reverend Gawk, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
From the 144th Psalm we hear, O Lord, what are human beings that you regard them, or mortals that you think of them? Lord, we are grateful that you are mindful of us and willingly fill life with sunshine and promise. But we have darkened our world with intolerance for those who don't think like we do and others who don't look like us. Let us who come to this chamber be like those you desire us to be, conversing freely and willingly hear one another. Shine your life and your love on us and lift our eyes so we can see the hope and justice you offer in these times of darkness. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, Brown, Burleson, Searpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Libela, Luchtmeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams.
A quorum has been established. The Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, seventh day, Tuesday, January 21st, 2020. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as I have been fully read.
You've heard the message. You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close. Senator from Boone renews his motion that the reading of the journal be waived, but it be approved as though having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements, and I just recognize me for an announcement.
Hearing no objection, the order of business shall be announcements. Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body, because of impending weather and the fact that the House is not going to be in session tomorrow, we've made the decision that we also are not going to be in session tomorrow. So we are going to proceed with the events of today. If you have committees, those can continue to meet as long as the weather holds up. But we wanted to make sure that everybody had a chance to get safely home before this potential weather situation hits. So with that, we will, and to continue kind of the rest of the day, we will now go over to the House, do the state of judiciary, we'll come back, and we'll go through our orders of business, introduction of bills, et cetera. That will all happen on the back end of the state of the judiciary today. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. The order of business is announcements. Senator from Butler County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have an announcement.
Proceed.
Over on the desk, at the staff desk, is our report for the Senate Pro Tem, President Pro Tem, on our Public Safety Committee, Interim Committee, and our committee report's laying on the desk. So if you were part of that committee, we would like for you to go over and sign the report.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Order of business is announcements. The Senator from Greene County.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is going to be a really timely announcement, given the announcement that the senator from Boone just made. But tonight, as all of you will know, is the Springfield salute to legislators. So if you do find yourself, thank you for the applause, if you do find yourself staying in town, you are more than welcome to join the remaining legislators and staff members and doorkeepers of the Missouri Senate and or the lieutenant governor at Millbottoms, just down the hill. Should be a nice sled ride for all of those that are still in town. No, actually, the cost of this event has been covered by yours truly, the senator from the 20th, the Speaker of the House, who I assume now will be at home in Springfield, as well as the minority leader of the Missouri House of Representatives. So no cost. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. The order of business is announcements. The senator from the 24th District.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have an announcement.
If we could take our conversations to the side gallery and or keep them at a minimum so that we can hear the senator from the 24th, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I put forward a resolution earlier this year. It's resolution number 30, and it is about Buddy Check 22 Day. And because veterans die by suicide at the rate of 22 per day in this country, this resolution would designate the 22nd of the month, which is today, as the day to check in on someone you know who is a veteran and make sure that she or he is doing all right and let them know you care about them. So today, whether you stay in Jefferson City or go back home, if you are a veteran, consider this my check-in to make sure you're all right. If you know a veteran, please check in on that veteran so that we're all making sure we take good care of ourselves and each other. I'll be making this announcement the 22nd of every month, and I'm hopeful that you'll take the time to look in on the people that have served this country that we all care about. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further announcements. The senator from Johnson County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I seek unanimous consent to quickly introduce some very special guests.
Hearing no objection, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Joining us this morning in the upper gallery are several members from the Missouri Society of Certified Public Accountants. If they would please stand. They're here for the organization's annual CPA Day at the Capitol and are missing a full day of billable hours to come see us. The members include Marcus Ahrens, Kalina Bruce, Alex Cross, Sandra DePriest, John Gamble, Tom Hilton, Gary Johnson, Bob Letterman, Matt Mercer, Nick Myers, Jim O'Halloran, Harry Otto, Mark Radkick, Pat Reuter, Phil Slinkard, Charles Starkey, Antonio Strong, and Steve York. I ask the body please make them feel welcome.
Let's welcome the CPAs to the state capitol today. Senator from Johnson.
Yes, Mr. President.
As a CPA yourself, may I inquire of you?
You may.
My CPA once told me the only asset he has is his time.
That is
true.
Further
announcements. Senator from Butler.
Are we on the business of introduction of special guests?
Through an announcement, you can do that, or you can seek unanimous consent to introduce a special guest.
I'm seeking unanimous consent.
Hearing no objection, please proceed.
Thank you. We have another CPA in the House. Right over to your right, from Poplar Bluff, Missouri, Mr. Robert Whalen, good friend of mine and known by many in this chamber. Robert Whalen from Poplar Bluff.
Let's welcome Mr. Whalen to the Senate chamber today. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. One final announcement, just for the benefit of the body. Gubernatorial appointments will meet as scheduled upon the completion of the State Judiciary and the completion of our orders of business today. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further announcements? Senator from Butler.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have an announcement. Transportation and Public Safety and Infrastructure Committee will be meeting next Thursday, since we're not meeting tomorrow, on the same bills.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Announcements? Senator from Boone.
You inquire of the Secretary if the message from the House, and if so, I ask that they be read.
There are messages from the House. Madam Secretary, please read those messages.
Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the Speaker has appointed the following escort committee pursuant to House Concurrent Resolution 58. Representatives Plocker, Rimmel, Roden, Spencer, Kelly 127, Lavender, Behringer, Mitten, Roberts, and Washington. Respectfully submitted, Dana Rodeman Miller, Chief Clerk.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate recess to repair to the House of Representatives to receive the State of the Judiciary Address from His Excellency Chief Justice George W. Draper III.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand in recess to adjourn to repair to the House.